Morning Edition continues on WKU Public Radio. I'm Kevin Willis. On the one-month anniversary of the Parkland, Florida school shootings, some high school students in Kentucky joined their peers around the country to protest gun violence. Students at Bowling Green High School walked out of class yesterday to call on state and federal lawmakers to pass stricter gun control measures. Lisa Autry was there and has this report.
You could call it Walkout Wednesday at high schools all over Kentucky. Students leaving class in solidarity to end gun violence.
This protest is not about leaving your class. It's about sending a message to Frankfort, sending a message to Washington, D.C. that we are not going to put up with this anymore.
That's Jack Eason, president of the Young Democrats Club at Bowling Green High School. His group organized the walkout that drew about 200 students. The goal of the march, like others held simultaneously around the U.S., was to turn up the heat on Congress to pass more stringent gun laws. 16-year-old Olivia Johnson wants lawmakers to impose a ban on assault-style rifles.
We as students, we want action, and we aren't going to stop until we get some action.
Johnson held a sign that read, "Fear has no place in our schools." The Bowling Green High School junior said the era of complacency is over. Student protesters like Johnson said if it can happen in Parkland, Florida, or Benton, Kentucky, where two students were killed in January, the next school shooting could happen in their community.
I've heard of a lot of students that are scared to come to school. I'm scared of fire alarms now, just because of situations that have happened. And so I definitely think that there's more concern happening now.
15-year-old Braxton Bell thinks young people have grabbed the attention of policymakers and gives much of the credit to the students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where a classmate killed 17 students and staff a month ago. Survivors turn their grief into activism. Bell said when it comes to gun control, students should be part of the conversation.
We hear as much as parents do about what's going on in the world, so I think our voice matters a lot.
The Bowling Green High School students stood outside around the school's flagpole for 17 minutes, 1 minute for each of the victims in last month's school attack in Florida. Like most students, 18-year-old Caitlin Bowling walked out for unsaid goodbyes and lives taken too soon.
We're here because this is a situation happening to us, to our generation, to our peers. We are the ones that have to come to school every day, sit in those desks, sit in those halls, wondering if we're next.
Bowling said the 141 students who have died in school shootings since the Columbine massacre in 1999 were all senseless tragedies she thinks could have been prevented.
Why didn't this stop 18 years ago? Why didn't this stop after Sandy Hook? Why is it that it is a month after Parkland, you can still go to the store and purchase a weapon of war?
A small counter-protest drew boos from the wave of students who walked out of class in support of tighter gun laws. 16-year-old Derek Foland held a poster that read, "Guns don't kill, people do."
People use guns to kill. Guns don't just grow legs and arms magically and shoot people. So we are protesting that it's our Second Amendment, and we agree that gun laws maybe should be stricter, but it should not be taken away.
While students around the country walked out of school, they were also encouraged to walk up to the kid sitting alone at lunch, or the kid always chosen last in PE. Senior Caitlin Bowling acknowledged that students have obligations themselves when it comes to stemming gun violence.
I definitely think that it is important for us as students to go up to those outsiders and those kids who might be having, you know, personal issues or mental health issues, because sometimes people just need a friend.
Fearful of the next school shooting, Bowling Green High School students said this was day one of a new era of student engagement, youth pledging to fight until no more futures are stolen. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.